The following program is sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group, which is solely responsible for its content. The opinions expressed by Josh Jelensky should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person. And each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Josh Jelensky is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities. Throughout the show, Cash Value Life Insurance is referred to as a tax-free financial vehicle based on the following tax attributes: income tax-free death benefit, tax-deferred accumulation of policy values, and tax-free access to bases. Policy loans in excess of bases are income tax-free so long as the policy remains in force. This assumes the policy is not a modified endowment contract. Loans taken directly from the policy will reduce the death benefit. Securities offered through American Portfolios Financial Services, APFS. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Wealth Quarterback, LLC, WQ. APFS and WQ are unaffiliated entities.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelensky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelensky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelensky.
This is Josh Jelensky. As we focus on whatever you want to talk about, stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, no question is a dumb one, except the one that you do not ask. For those of you who want to see us on Facebook, go to fb.com/financialquarterback. We'll take your questions live. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, now is the time to chime in. If you have questions on any and all financial matters, now is the time to call us. We got a lot to talk about. What's with the market? Down, down, down. Is this the start of another bear market? Stan Harley would say no, but it sure feels like 07 to me. But here's the thing. We'll probably have some bounce back at the end of the year. But I want you to realize, is your life dependent on hope? Don't have a financial life dependent on hoping the market turns out. There are sound financial strategies available to you to protect your principal in uncertain times like this. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, if you want the correction market survival guide. We got a lot to talk about today, but I always love to hear from you. The beauty of this show is we can talk to you 24/7, but this is your time. This is your time to ask any and every financial question we have. So the Dow tumbled and wiped out any gains to cap a wild week on Wall Street. The Grinch recommends three IRA tax schemes that don't work. I'll tell you about them later on. But as always, I want to hear from you. Also, we're on Facebook at fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. So call us now with any and every financial question you have. So now's the time. Give us a call. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking to you about how do you plan for an IRA to go to your loved ones. How do you do it? What do you plan on? Also, we're going to be talking about three IRA tax schemes that don't work and tipping for dummies. Also, Apple and Alphabet erased their entire gains for the year. Could see an opportunity. And CNBC says the S&P closes in an official death cross, a chart pattern that could signal more pain ahead. And reportedly, President Trump is worried about the stock market and the fluctuations. I have a problem with what the Fed is doing. They are throwing water on an otherwise pretty good market. You know, every economic sign says, hey, we're not going into a recession, but one, actually two. The yield curve inverted, or is near inversion for the first time in a while. And then not only does the yield curve look inverted, but we also have a significant problem with the Fed continuing to raise interest rates regardless of what the market is telling them. So we have Bob, who is calling on Social Security. Hi, Bob. You're on with Josh Jelinski. Go ahead.
Good morning, Josh. Thank you very much for taking my call. Yes, my question is, which even in reference to a couple of weeks ago, I was listening, and you had a speaker on, and you were both in full agreement about taking Social Security as late as you could. And sure. In fact, the person that you had on with you was even suggesting take it out of your IRA if it was necessary to do this. And I had played out. I happen to be retired now, and I'm doing this. I took out my, at 62. But luckily, I don't need the money right away. So what I've done, and I figured this out, a couple of which ways as I was getting ready to take it, I did a scenario where if I get, for the sake of argument, $25,000 a year, and I started taking it out of my IRA on a yearly basis, what would that impact? One, I would have to pay taxes on it to start with. Two, I would start losing my advantage of it as a tax-deferred investment and that what it would realize over those years. So in the course of 4 years, from 62 to 66, I would have withdrawn $100,000 at a modest 4% return, taking it out $25,000 a year. The first year would be $1,000, second year would be $2,000 I'd lose, third year would be $3,000 and $4,000 going at a 4% return.
And yeah, then, see, that's just the point. Social Security grows by 8% when you don't take it out. So you would have to beat 8%. In the market in order to beat Social Security. Social Security is America's favorite annuity. It's guaranteed. The market is not guaranteed. So if you would have followed our strategy, you would have made 8%. Meanwhile, if you would have put it in stocks, you wouldn't have made anything this year, practically. So Apple and Alphabet have erased their gains. Not only that, if you follow our Income Bridge program, what do you think is going to happen when you're 70 and a half? You're going to be forced to take money out of your IRAs. And get this, then you're going to have taxation. And then if you take out too much out of your IRAs, guess what? They're going to have to charge you a Medicare surtax called the IRMA. So your Medicare premiums are going to go up. In many cases, double. So by draining your IRAs, you're letting the Social Security grow. Now, I'm not saying drain them completely. We are saying create an income bridge. So the income that you would have received from Social Security, you're getting from your IRA, and you're letting your Social Security compound. And also, when you die, if you're married, that Social Security benefit goes to your heirs. I hope that helps you. But it sounds like you disagree. But hey, I love people disagree. So keep it coming. Any other points to make, Bob, before we go to our next caller? We'd love to hear from you now. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, rising rates are a concern to many of you. And I'm going to also tell you 10 year-end tax moves to make before the year ends. We have just 3 weeks left in the year to take advantage of tax moves. And there are a ton of tax moves that you can make. And even though 2019 is right around the corner, we've compiled from investmentnews.com's Brittany Grimes article, 10 year-end tax moves. Tax tip number one, give appreciated stock to charity. I find it rather interesting that more people don't give appreciated stock to charity as part of their gift, because then you can get a double benefit. The first benefit is the charitable deduction for the full market value of the publicly traded shares. And then you don't have to pay tax on the gain. And a partial rebalancing of your portfolio if you're weighted in stocks. And then a corollary to that is the charitable remainder trust, where you can gift money to the trust, receive an income, and get a great benefit to convert money from IRAs to Roth and have that tax benefit help you do so. If you're interested in that benefit, call me now. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep?
This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Dean, go ahead, Dean.
Thanks for taking my call, Josh. I'm thinking about retiring in the next 3 to 4 years. I've got $100,000 in retirement. I'm probably getting like 1% on it in a savings. What do you recommend in today's environment where I could move that, because I'm not going to use it, where I could get the highest or the biggest bang for my buck out of that?
What are you trying to do?
Well, currently growth. I'm trying to grow it.
risk-free, no risk, or higher risk with higher potential for growth? What is the goal
there? A light, moderate risk.
Okay. Well, one, you could do a moderate portfolio of low-cost ETFs that's diversified. Two, you could also look at, are you income-focused? You could also look at annuities. Will pay you a much higher yield typically than you would get at the bank. Three, you could look at buying higher quality, quality value stocks. But I think more importantly, you need a plan. See, people always say, what should I do with my money? And I think a good plan precedes the products. The process comes before the products. I mean, you could do a number of things. You could do high cash value life insurance where dividends are around 5%, where you could get some insulation. If interest rates go up, those yields will go up. So there's a whole bunch of options at your array. That's why you need to really call for a financial blueprint. And I'd want to look at you from five perspectives when you have a financial planning process. And if you or any of our listener friends call us today for the no obligation review, we will go through this five-step process as we have a 27-point checklist on all matters financial. So there are five components that a financial plan needs. Number one, protection. We will array your financial wealth on this model. And too many people are going through life trying to look for the greatest whiz-bang product, or I'm going to time the market, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. And the truth is nobody can really do any of that stuff. So it starts with a good structure. Similarly to how you build a house, right? You need a blueprint. So you can get our wealth blueprint, but let me tell you what it covers. We audit your car insurance, your home insurance, your liability insurance to make sure your limits are proper. And we want to make sure your disability insurance. What happens if you get disabled? What happens if you go to a long-term care illness? How is your health insurance structured? We've talked to some people over the years, they don't even have health insurance. And if you lose all of your health, you could lose all your wealth. And then wills, living wills, power of attorneys, trusts, and life insurance agreements. That's your protection component. That's like your moat around your financial castle. Then we would look at your savings. Do you have efficient and effectively yielding emergency funds? Do you have good emergency fund yields? You know, on your cash, there are cash rates out there of 2-4%. Some listener friends of mine have said, Josh, you know, I'm getting 2% on my money market. I'm getting, sometimes banks have come-ons where they can also give you, you know, 4% on the first 10,000. There's a bank in Michigan, I think, that does that, some credit union. Now, if you go a dollar above 25,000, they pay you like 0.01, but for 20 grand in cash, maybe you park it at this come-on rate. But there are many, you know, high-yield savings accounts that are still FDIC insured right now as interest rates have gone up. So then we would look to tax-deferred accounts, tax-free accounts, and more. So call us, 888-988-JOSH, and if you call us within the next 3 minutes, you or any of our listener friends who say, I want the financial blueprint, we'll go through that with you. Then we'll look at preferred stocks, dividend-paying stocks, ETFs, treasuries, corporate bonds, 529 plans, real estate strategies, and strategies to get the most out of the Trump tax plan. So what other questions you have, Dean?
That was it. I really appreciate it because, like you said, everybody's out there looking for, you know, the best way to make money. And, you know, you got come-ons by the back. I saw them. They'll offer you this much. Then you get in there, and it's a whole other story. So, I appreciate it. And I'll take some time out and give you guys a call, see what can be done.
Sure, we'd love to meet with you. I am looking right now, though. You could, on your cash, the national average is 0.12%. There are, I'm seeing 2.25. But again, you shouldn't have all your money in a 2% account. I mean, that should be for emergencies, 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in the bank. Any more than that's sort of a waste. So, great call, Neil. Next up, we're going to the phone lines. And then we have Rick. Go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Josh. Thanks for taking my call. First question I have is, you had on last week, I think it was, his name was McKnight, and he talked about that if you have a regular traditional IRA, you can convert it over to a Roth IRA. And he said that, I thought he said this, and I just want to clarify it. I thought he said that if you're taking the standard deduction, that you're able to, if you're IRA is in a 401k and you want to switch it to a Roth IRA in the 401k, like which I have in Fidelity, that you, the first $26,000 that you have for you and your wife, if you deduct that, then you don't have to pay taxes on doing the conversion up to $26,000. Is that correct?
I don't think he necessarily said that. I think he was referring to the standard deduction and how you could link the deduction. So I don't the first $26,000. Are you talking about the Roth 401k, or are you talking about taking money out of your IRA and paying as little tax as possible? If you're talking about the Roth 401k, the maximum that you can put in a Roth 401k, is generally $18,500 if you are over the age of 50, okay? $18,500 if you're under the age of 50, and $24,500 if you're over. So is that what you were referring to?
Well, I was referring to, I thought that there was a way of getting it tax-free, but since I'm over that age, in other words,
well, do you own a business? Do you have the ability to do a Roth 401k or no?
No, I don't. But I can only do it by doing a conversion from a regular traditional IRA.
Okay, so you have no wages.
No, I do have wages. And
well, if you have wages, you are allowed to contribute.
Right, but I can't do it because my wages are over that, way over that.
So you want the rich man's Roth? Okay. So what I call the rich man's Roth or rich woman's Roth is, let's say you make too much above the income limitation, which for 2018, if you are married, your modified adjusted gross income, if it exceeds 199, you cannot do a Roth IRA contribution. That is made with after-tax dollars. You can do a Roth 401k. So if you have a 401k at work, you're able to do a Roth 401k regardless of income. So do you have the ability to influence your HR department to add the Roth 401k?
Only not through my work, but what about if I'm like at a place called Fidelity?
Well, we use Fidelity as a custodian, but your Roth 401k has to come through your employer. So I would give your employer my name and say, call this guy, Josh Jelinski, 888-988-JOSH. So, it's clear that, you need some guidance. Now, let's say your HR department says, no, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
You may even have that option available already. You just don't know it. But if not, we can certainly add the Roth 401k option to your place of employment very easily. Number one.
Got it.
Number two, if your employer drags their feet, you can do the rich man's Roth, which is a maximum funded life insurance policy. You can construct what David McKnight calls a LERP. A LERP is beautiful. I do one. It grows conservatively, and you're not going to kill it. It's like the tortoise beating the hare. In many cases, the dividends, so I have a LERP. My dividends are anywhere from 5 to 5.4%. It grows tax deferred, and it can be pulled out tax free. And you can use the death benefit for long-term care or life insurance. So that's a great tool. Like if you don't want to rely on your business, if you make too much money for the Roth limitation, life insurance is the single greatest benefit in the tax code, according to CPA Ed Slott, who's been on PBS and has written many best-selling books. But you got to fund it the right way, meaning you can fund it in such a way to maximize the tax-free buildup of cash. Does that make sense? So we got a lot of options. Folks, and that reminds me, there is a brief window of opportunity. We're talking 3 weeks before you can take advantage of year-end tax moves. I'm going to talk about year-end tax moves and more. But have you given thought to the fact that your IRA is a tax-deferred vehicle? That means you're choosing to make a tax bet with the government, your favorite uncle, Uncle Sam. And your uncle is going to control the taxes due on your IRAs. They set the rate. Wouldn't you rather pay the tax now at a lower rate, potentially historically, and have that money grow tax-free to a certain degree? You're not going to put it all on at once, but it's called the strategic rollout. We'll talk to you about what that is. But first, call us 888-988-JOSH for the free wealth blueprint and the smart retirement book. That's the strategic movement around retirement taxation. We'll be up next. This is Josh Chilinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with a financial quarterback.
This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, and we're taking your calls. We got Leslie from Seabright. Go ahead.
Okay, Josh, I'm 62 years old. I am not working at the moment. I get a survivor's benefit of 517 Social Security a month, a $1,600 rental on a condo I own that's probably appraised around $275, $300, and I have a house I live in that's probably worth around $650, $675 in that ballpark. I'm trying to get some kind of financial goal of what I should do at my age.
Sure. So one of the things, so what are you looking to do? Like, what are your goals with all this first?
Well, I had contemplated selling my house because I think it's probably worth a lot right now with the equity.
Sure.
And maybe downsize because I'm single. But I wasn't exactly sure where else to go. I do have some money in my savings, not a whole lot, that I do use to kind of supplement my bills because I am a little bit maxed out.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a cash flow problem.
Right.
You know, part of, there are five dimensions of financial planning. Number one, protection. We mentioned that earlier. Number two, savings. Number three, growth. Number four, cash flow. And number five, debt relief. So one of the things we would go through is the protection, savings, and growth blueprint. So first off, you're single. Do you have any income?
Well, my income is the rental from the condo.
So that's it. And how old are you?
I'm 62, plus I get survivor's benefits of $517 a month right now.
Okay.
And I'm not working. I'm not actively working at the moment.
So you get $517 from Social Security. When does that go up?
In my age bracket, I think it would be around 66 and a half is when I can claim on my own. This is my,
so you're
claiming from my ex-husband.
Ex-husband, okay. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. So we would cover...
No, it wasn't much of one.
Okay, well...
Okay.
That's funny. That's for another show.
Yes.
So we got $6,204 a year from Social Security. And how much from rental income?
$1,600 a month in rental.
Okay. I'm doing all the math here. $1,600 a month in rental. Is that your net income or your gross?
Well, that's my monthly rental, but then I do have to pay maintenances. I do have to pay taxes on the condo.
So, see, that's a critical component. So your income is not $19,200.
No.
Your income is
$19,200
less. I'm not even counting depreciation. I mean, that's a great benefit of real estate.
Right.
So if you could get 5 or 7% on an investment, or 5 or 7% on real estate wins if all things are equal because of the tax benefit of depreciation. But still, you really have to look of what are you netting. So $19,200, and how much do you pay in property taxes? What, like, what are the costs that are reduced by, what's reducing that 19 grand?
$3,400 a year in taxes. And $377 a month in maintenance.
$15,800 and $377 times 12. And you probably have other expenses that you don't even count, right? I mean.
Well, it's pretty self-sustaining. I mean, they're very good, the association. So.
Okay, so you don't have any other costs?
Not really.
And you said $377 a month times 12. That's $4,524. Okay. So you're paying about you're netting about $11,300. Now, what would you be able to sell that place for?
I would estimate about between $275,300. That ballpark. Could be a little more. Be a little more. Not much less.
And do you enjoy this property, or is it strictly investment?
The investment.
Okay.
It was left to me, so there's no mortgage on it.
So basically, if you're netting about $11,300 and you could sell it for $300, Now you got commissions and everything too.
Right.
So let's say it's $275 or something. So you would have to beat it. Now, would you need the income or could you let this grow?
Oh, I need the income.
So, and
I've been depending on this income, you know, as the rental.
Yeah. So you're getting about a 4.1% yield from the real estate, which isn't, you know, that great. So I would certainly shop around different income-oriented programs where you could make more than 4.1% as a yield. If you can't make more, you don't sell the house. So we play a game. We shop around different products for you. So in a lot of ways, rental income is like an annuity for you, right? Or a dividend on a stock.
Right.
And, you know, so you might be conservative. So you may want to go with a no-load, you know, fixed annuity or something that pays you 5% yield or something instead of the 4.1% with headaches from your tenants. You may say, you know, I want 5% yields on my stock and hope for more capital appreciation. Or you may say, I want to keep the real estate. You know, they're all viable options. That's why the wealth blueprint is so important. You're certainly not killing it in the real estate market, though. You're not.
You know, no.
I mean, if you were making $30,000 a year or $25,000 a year, I'd say net of expenses, I'd say keep the property. But it seems like, you know, you're only making about 4 to 4.1%. And, you know, there's other. Now, do you own another home or that's your home you live in?
Well, yes, I own a home in the same town that I live in. And that's worth around between price just under $700,000. But
have you thought about selling that and moving in the $300,000? Then you'd have a lot of money cleared that you could invest.
Okay, that's the question. I would then lose that rental income that I'm depending on if I sold this house, and I would then, I guess.
Yeah, but you could invest the $700,000. Do you have any debt against the $700,000?
No.
So you'd clear $700,000. You'd probably net. You'd probably gross about $2,700, about $3,000 a month from doing that deal.
If I invested it in.
If you invested the Seabright home, but lived in then the smaller home, you could do that. Then you're much that might be much better of an option.
And where would you suggest I invest the money in?
We'd have to get to know you well enough to figure out what's an appropriate investment style for you.
Okay.
We have a wealth blueprint tool that will, you know, everybody's different, right? I have some people. They like stocks. I have some people, they like funds. I have some people, they like annuities. I have some people hate annuities. I have some people like insurance products. I have some people like, you know, bonds. You have to figure out what is your DNA as an investor. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Too many times people, this is a good tip. You know, too many times people say, well, I'm not going to do this because some guy on the radio or TV said it was bad. That's very foolish. And I'm on the radio. You want to come in. This is your whole life savings. You don't want to make a bad decision, right? So if you think about it, right, if you kept your house at $700,000, you would have all these expenses that as you're aging, $300,000, you said you're from Seabright, right? So you probably like the beach. You know, you probably like being in that community, I'm assuming. So why move out? Stay with the house you already own and then sell the bigger house. It seems bigger that, you know, maybe you don't even need. And now you have a lot more cash flow. You'll have a much more comfortable life. You'll have a cash reserve. It doesn't sound like you have much cash at the bank, right? Is that correct? So, okay, maybe Leslie left us. So, Leslie, call us 800-888-988-JOSH. Folks, get the financial wealth blueprint that could change your life potentially. To see all of your financial picture, on one easy-to-understand page. Laid out your very own financial moat with your financial castle. It's a beautiful site, and it allows you to make decisions with clarity. We also have an Income for Life tool that many of you are coming to us. Maybe you were recently laid off. Maybe you recently had a buyout. Or maybe you're contemplating retirement and you just don't know how to retire. That's a huge psychological dilemma for many people. And we have an amazing program that will lay out exactly the income that you can count on in retirement should you retire. So call us now. This is Josh Chelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Started of you thinking that I had been untrue. But if you think that we'd be better parted, it's gonna hurt me, but I break away from you. Well, just give me the sign.
We're back. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, taking your calls. Who do we got next on the phone lines? Edith, go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Hi.
Go ahead, Edith.
Yeah, hi. I'm 83, and I'm inheriting an IRA, a regular IRA, but I have my own IRA, and I know I have to set one up for the retirement one, but the older I get, the more I have to take out. Is there any way that I can make the inherited IRA tax-free?
Well, the
right
way
now
you
I
make
have
an IRA tax-free is you create a Roth conversion, number one. Number two, you could take the RMDs and buy life insurance, and that will pass tax-free. But an IRA passes taxable. There's no way to avoid the tax man. You can stretch the tax liability. There are three powerful benefits in the tax code that I'll tell you about. Number one, the stretch IRA, where you get to stretch the tax over the life expectancy of your beneficiaries. So sometimes people will pick a grandchild, and then they could get 80 years of tax-deferred compounding for the life of the beneficiary. And then Not only that, you'll also get, you can get tax-free benefits of a Roth, but you have to pay tax on the conversion. But a Roth is a powerful tax-free benefit. And then you have the tax-free benefit life insurance, where a lot of people take the RMD and they'll buy a life insurance policy. And even at 70, 71, we've been seeing people get really good results, even 77, 80, because life insurance passes tax-free, unlike an IRA. An IRA is a horrible thing to leave to your loved ones, because then they have to pay taxes at their marginal bracket. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So in other words, when I'm getting it, it's not even a relative, it's a friend.
Okay.
I'm going to have two IRA now, and because I'm in my 80s, I'm going to have to be taking a lot more out.
Exactly.
So when you say a Roth IRA, what is exactly, can I do that?
You can do it with your money. You can't do it with the inherited IRA. So one of the things you do is you accelerate the spend down. We have an 8-year window of political opportunity with the Trump tax plan. So you could distribute the money to yourself, pay taxes gradually over a 7-8 year period, pop that into a life insurance policy or a Roth, and that money would grow tax-free for as long as you live and then pass tax-free to your heirs. The inherited IRA you're sort of screwed with, because if you take any money out of that, you're going to have to pay income tax, and you can't Roth that. But you can. No, I correct myself. You're not completely, up a creek without a paddle, because you could spend that money down in the inherited IRA, and that could fund the insurance strategy. Does that make sense?
What do you mean by spend down?
How much are you receiving from your inherited IRA?
$80,000.
Okay. And let's say you could take out, I don't know, $20,000 a year over the next 4 years. Pay the tax on that 20. And let's say that won't kill you tax-wise, or $15,000 over 5 years. You take out a little bit more, take out much more than the RMD on that inherited account, and then that goes into the tax-free plan. Does that make sense?
I think so. I'm not sure. Okay. But in other words, I have to put it in, and then I have to take the – are they going to double my taking more out of both IRAs now? In other words, as I get older, they seem to be making
me every year you
money.
Get older, it keeps growing.
Yeah,
I want you to hold on. And then when we return, we'll be back with the exciting conclusion to your question. But your question reveals a problem. The problem with 401ks and IRAs is that you're choosing to defer the tax. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're in your saving years, the 401k and IRA is one of the greatest tax benefits you could do, especially if you're a high income earner. I get some people who say, well, I hear you're talking about Roths and life insurance, and Josh, shouldn't I just do only that? No, it's like the game of golf. You need a driver to accumulate a lot of wealth, but you need the putter, you need the wedge, you need all those other clubs to win the game. Same thing with money, okay? So give us a call. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee tax fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, coming to you live. So, Edith, it's not that you're doubled. It's just that as you age, your RMD is growing. So the inherited IRA has an accelerated spend down. So you have two calculations you need to make. One is an inherited IRA RMD. Okay. And then the other is the IRA on your own life. So that's why it feels like double. But it's only going to get worse. So that's why you got to do these tax smart strategies like some that we reveal in the book we're giving away today. Okay.
Okay.
So any other questions before we move on?
Yeah. So in other words, do you think about the Roth, how do you do that? I mean, I can take the money from my inherited IRA and put it in a Roth?
No, you can take the RMD. You got to pay tax on the RMD. You can't Roth an RMD. You take the RMD, you put that in insurance because then you don't pay tax twice. You don't want to pay tax twice. Some people will pay the RMD, then they'll store that money away in a taxable account. So that's number one. Then number two, you have the money above the RMD, you could Roth that. And that's called a Roth conversion. Okay, and we can help you with that as well. So call us, 888-988-JOSH. Next caller, final caller of the hour, and then more people are chiming in for next hour. Go ahead, Rich. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Hi, good morning. I've been hearing in the news about the stock market going. At first, it went up this past week, and they said it was because of a delay in the trade war. They're calling it a trade war with China. Then it went down the Fed. I think they said the Feds are raising the rate. Then they went back up because there was a woman arrested, and she was a CEO of a Chinese company. Then it went down again. Donald Trump made a tweet. So I'm wondering, what's really going on? And if we could tell who's buying and selling, you know, maybe we could get a real handle on what's happening.
Well, I'll give you a handle on this stock market volatility, but my tip is I don't want my future solely dependent on tweets or the Fed. There's a lot of uncertainty now, and when you have uncertainty, we have an uncertain China trade war. One minute we're told it's resolved. The next minute we're told it's not. If I was a betting person, I think we will have a China deal by the end of the year. I think President Trump needs a deal. I think when we look at the details of the deal, it will be not, you know, huge. But apparently he did get some concessions on intellectual property rights. So that's a good thing for the economy if that happens long term. So here's the thing. In an age of ever-increasing volatility, we're due for a correction, folks. We've had almost 10 years of a bull market. If you're not getting more conservative with your financial future, you might have problems down the road. I don't know what's going to happen, No one does. But what you can do is you can plan. We can't predict the future, but you can certainly prepare for what it could ever come our way. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. You can prepare with wise conservative income strategies and tax strategies. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Get the free book, 888-988-JOSH.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including five-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the million-dollar roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelensky or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelensky.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to effect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelensky and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.